Dibby, how is the patterning coming?
Reprogramming. Another 2 minutes. You really don't want to rush me with this one, Joshua.
Fine. The further we are from the gravity field, the better.
What about the Mercs? Ashley said. It wasn't loud, but his level voice carried the bridge easily.
Joshua banished the display showing him possible jump coordinates. He turned his head and glared at the pilot. Why was there always one awkward bastard?
We can't. Jesus, they're killing each other back there.
I promised them, Joshua. If they were alive, I said I would go down and pick them up.
And you said something similar in your message.
We'll come back.
Not in this ship, not in a week. If we dock at port, it'll take a month to refit. That's without any hassle from the Navy. They won't be alive in 2 days, not down there.
The Navy said they'd pick up any survivors.
You mean that same Navy which right now is shooting at our former colleagues?
Jesus!
There isn't going to be a combat wasp left in 30 minutes, the pilot said reasonably. Not at the rate they're expending them. All we have to do is sit tight for a couple of hours out here.
Instinct pushed Joshua, repelled him from Lalonde and the red cloud bands.
No, he said. I'm sorry, Ashley, but no. This is too big for us.
The coordinate display flipped up in his mind. Ashley looked desperately round the bridge for an ally. His eyes found Sarah's guilty expression. She let out an exasperated sigh.
Joshua?
Now what?
We should jump to Murora.
Where?
His almanac file produced the answer. Murora was the largest gas giant in the Lalonde system.
Oh.
Makes sense, she said. There's even an Edenist station in orbit to supervise their new habitat's growth. We can dock there and replace the failed nodes with our spares. Then we can jump back here in a day or so and do a fast flyby.
If we get an answer from the Mercs and the Navy doesn't shoot us on sight, Ashley can go down to pick them up. If not, we just head straight back to Tranquility.
Dibby, what do you think? Joshua asked curtly. Most of his anger was directed at himself. He should have thought of Murora as an alternative destination.
Gets my vote, the node specialist said. I really don't want to try an interstellar jump unless we absolutely have to.
Anybody else object?
No?
Okay, nice idea, Sarah.
For the third time, the jump coordinate display appeared in his mind. He computed a vector to align the Lady Mac on the gas giant 857 million kilometers distant. Ashley blew Sarah a kiss across the bridge. She grinned back.
Lady Macbeth's two remaining fusion drives powered down. Iron thrusters matched her course to the Murora jump coordinate with tiny nudges.
Joshua fired a last coded message at the geostationary communication satellites, then the dish antenna and various sensor clusters started to sink down into their jump recesses.
Dibby? Joshua asked.
I programmed in the new patterns. Look at it this way. If they don't work, we'll never know.
Fucking wonderful.
He ordered the flight computer to initiate the jump. Two kinetic missiles hammered into the frigate Neanthe, almost severing it in half. When the venting deuterium and glowing debris cleared, Arikara's sensors observed Neanthe's four life support capsules spinning rapidly. Still intact. Kinetic missiles found two of them, while a one-shot pulsar discharged 80 kilometers away, stabbing another with a beam of coherent gamma radiation. Admiral Saldana clenched his teeth in helpless fury. The battle had rapidly escalated out of all control or even sanity. All the mercenary ships had fired salvos of combat wasps. There was simply no way of telling which were programmed to attack ships, or which ships, and which were for defense. The tactical situation computer estimated over 600 had now been launched. But communications were poor even with the dedicated satellites, and sensor data was degraded by the vast amount of electronic warfare signals emitted by everybody's combat wasps. One of the bridge ratings had said they'd be better off with a periscope. When it came, the explosion was intense enough to outshine the combined photonic output of the 600-plus fusion drives whirling round above Lalonde. An unblemished radiation nimbus expanded outwards at a quarter of the speed of light, engulfing starships, combat wasps, submunitions, and observation satellites with complete dispassion.